Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Right. So, it is a Friday afternoon. Oh, here's Drive Moment. This topic basically reminds me of someone. So, which items would you want to keep from your favorite movie series? I'm useless. I can't remember movies. All I remember is watching Bad Boys and loving the Porsche that Will Smith was driving.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. I can't think of any. But I'm sure I've loved a property, I've loved certain clothes, a timepiece, a car. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. So when you're watching movies, there's certain items when you look at them, like, I would really love to have that for myself.
Yeah.
What are those for you, Homos?
You know, besides the men in the movies, because, I mean, I would really love to have those for myself. So I want to Bridget in.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken him. Listen, for $3.99, would have completely taken him. But there's a movie called Made in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. There's a scene where Glenn Lewis's song plays. Not you, Glenn Lewis. The other R&B Glenn Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And he steps out of the car, and she definitely looks like a million-dollar baby. I would have loved to keep that whole outfit. I wonder about a Demio. She looked incredible. If there is a piece of item I would keep, was definitely her entire outfit. The diamonds were sparkling just enough. Her makeup was just enough. Her hairstyle. She was pretty. She was proper.
I've had about 3 to 4 dogs, and all of them are called Milo.
Really?
Because of the mask.
Yeah.
Injaga Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Kamala Milo. I loved how smart that dog was.
Because it also turns green somewhere.
Yeah.
It was the mask and turned green.
Yeah. At some point, my first dog was called Milo.
Really?
I love that dog so much. I treated that dog like.
Yeah. Also, maybe I would go for Mupeme, the horse. I want to hush little.
Yeah, like I'm Pam.
Yeah.
You wanted the hush.
Yeah. And then maybe even Lisilo, the pipe that Lisilo used to smoke.
Lisilo.
That kind of stuff. So Poma Boy mentioned Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
The Italian Job.
Yeah.
She talks about the original Mini Cooper in the Italian Job.
Yeah.
And she also talks about the car that someone was driving in 60 Seconds. I don't know what is it called, Venom or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Gone in 60 Seconds. Isn't it the one that Amy said she would have? It's got a name. Eleanor. There we go.
Eleanor. So I know that one of the stars there in that same movie, Italian Job, what's his name, man?
Okay.
What's the main
Mark
character?
Mark Wahlberg?
No, the other white guy.
The other white guy?
Yeah.
Is Jason in...
No, not Italian Jason Job. Statham, man. What's his name? Oh, he wears a leather jacket. I choose about your athletics. I can't think of. I mean, I know, you know, movies like what's these movies that involve witchcraft, man? People fly and there's they normally use
Harry Potter.
Yeah, and those other ones where they use beautiful locations. Like I know this other movie where it was shot in New Zealand. I can't remember the name of the movie.
How to Tuesday?
Hmm?
You are not helping.
No, I'm not helping you. But the location is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm done, guys. I'll leave this to the...
I'm trying to think about the guy because Orasi Jason, Orasi Mark Wahlberg.
No,
so Edward Norton, the one that goes rogue.
No, I'll remember his name. Mpo, my boy. Send us a voice note. She's the one who mentioned his name. When are you not going to help
Nicolas Cage.
Me? Nicolas Cage.
He's not an Italian Job.
It will go in 60 seconds.
I mentioned 60 seconds. Duh. Nicolas Cage, you are parallel the pointer.
I madala no man.
Madala ya maloma. 0636880959. Please drop us some voice notes. Which items would you want to keep from your favorite movie or series? Magnum, the Ferrari.
Yes.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Topic for today, Drive Momento. Which items would you want to keep from your favorite movie series? For instance, the iconic hat worn by Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, first 11 million rand at a film memorabilia auction last Thursday, alongside other movie memorabilia from Star Wars, Harry Potter, and James Bond productions. And I know that there was a time they even auctioned Elvis Presley's underwear with all its stains.
No.
And someone bought it.
Oh.
Underwear.
No.
He underwear like Elvis Presley.
Namaste.
Yeah, being a washang. It stains. I'll actually find the picture because I know someone is going to Google because no one trusts me on these streets, on the air.
With me, it's the season called Gossip Girls. There's a lady called Blair. Her whole wardrobe, like Homozo was saying, yes, it's the winter coats, her jewelry, the summer dresses, her shoes. I know, that's what I go for. Like, I just want to have Blair's wardrobe.
Ooh, guys, Mina, I would so keep the whole wardrobe of Sex in the City.
Oh,
the whole
yes.
wardrobe. I am so keeping that. I would have that all day long.
It is a movie. I'm not sure your camera corner, but I think it click. Yeah, so that guy had a remote in your closer, isn't going forward. Yeah, but yeah, manga totally a remote. And even today, and they flop, you scratch it, you bump, I am out. So, ish, that remote can be handy in today, so I can just rewind in.
Even for Los Isola Studio, that remote in Sebenzela. What about the Devil Wears Prada?
Devil Wears Prada is when Anna Hathaway changes her wardrobe. Really amazing. Marilyn Streep, her wardrobe was.
You guys love clothes, man.
We do. Was fly from the very get go. Pretty Woman's red dress.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that nobody
another
has
dress.
Mentioned. Yeah, I'm shocked that nobody has
another
mentioned
dress.
And
I do like it.
Okay. Which
another dress. What about my Vendas in the accent? But Lena, Pale, another dress.
You are unhinged. Like completely off the rails.
Yes.
Like, there's no reason.
No accountability.
Absolutely not.
Just a menace.
Yes.
And for no reason.
Lend the menace. Lend the menace.
And for no reason.
I don't
know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
Imagine.
Oh,
wow. And if I go to Zimbabwe, I'm not coming back.
No, you're not.
No.
Then don't go.
But you're one of us. You're not going there. ZANU PF. Stay here.
Hey, I tell her. I'm trying to tell her.
Which items would you want to keep from your favorite movie or TV series? Things like clothes, like we mentioned, the Devil Wears Prada. Gone in 60 Seconds. Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. The jackets are Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those jackets. And they're still in fashion in my mind.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
I think also a movie that I really love, because I love these movies with history, like your Gladiator.
Okay.
The sword and the short skirts they wear.
Lol.
Lol. Yeah. The skirts that they wear.
Oh, man.
Gladiators.
I'm trying to remember this movie, and the name is not coming. So the guy gets into the bank, ne? And he's going to rob the bank, but while he's inside, and they look for him, Kanti, he's still inside the bank.
Yeah.
And
Denzel Washington is
Washington is the cop in that movie.
Oh, he's a British actor, I think.
Yes, he is a British actor.
Because they rob a bank, right?
Yes, they rob a bank while he's there, and Denzel asks him, so how do you think you're going to leave this bank out of through the front door?
Yeah.
If I can have that guy's guts and plan, he's sharp.
He's British,
He got all the money, got away scot-free, and even after Denzel Diamond, if you remember. As he leaves, Abamufa, the diamond, and Denzel knew that.
Are you aware of the obsession with a British accent?
Yeah.
They make great villains as well, right?
Like, they do.
Doesn't matter where you are. Like,
the
British accent is the it thing.
Hugh Grant, I think his biggest ticket was probably his accent more than anything. Even the guy who wore the holiday, the brother to give me one Titanic.
Yeah, I can
look
watch
it. Rose.
Yeah, Rose. Lendo Mazana, Kate Winslet. Yeah.
So also I dig because I'm a big fan anyway of that franchise, James Bond 007.
Yeah.
The suits that he rocks. The
cars.
The Aston Martin.
Halle Berry's orange bathe suit.
Yes.
The what? Orange and twin, a bikini suit, yeah, and twin. Yeah, Halle Berry.
Oh yeah.
Halle Berry.
Here's a custom visa, man.
Oh, guys, you know the movie 007, James Bond. My name is Bond, James Bond. I don't know if I can pull it off, but I love the red swimsuit that Halle Berry is wearing. And she comes down to the beach and walking slowly. Combos. Oh, my God, that swimsuit is to die for. Actually, I would want to keep the body, too. Yes. I want to keep those.
I mean, I keep it again, but you have a movie Tom Cruise. The baby is a Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I want to part the Ahambang M3 Magata.
Yeah.
I release that down. I drive on a Tiazi. I wish I could keep that car.
For me, it's definitely Jessica Pearson from Suits and Olivia Pope. Their wardrobe, their daily outfits. I mean, Olivia Pope's coats, Jessica Pearson's dresses and suits. And my God. Yeah, definitely.
I would literally keep all the money they took from Money Heist.
Absolutely.
Nganyaka by 4x4 elaya how elaya move.
I want to try elaya ngwabona he.
Talking about the 4x4.
Yeah, go
back. Yeah, that was a top car, eh?
Yes, it was.
Yo, it's a sun, innit?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the sun? That's a driving one.
Huh?
Hey man.
Nah, I'm gonna drive. They got driver beside him.
I got.
What the A team?
Yeah.
You want to go, Mr. T?
Shut up, sucker.
Ha. Let.
Yeah.
Karakara lela. Yo. Like Namaj. Even the movie, they had a series.
Yes, they did.
And then they did a movie.
I remember.
I still love like the car. For me, was the one.
Yeah.
So that previous voice note when she was talking about 007 and the same
shandies
that Halle Berry was. So there's a new Halle Berry movie on Netflix.
I saw it.
She hasn't changed.
I saw it. I think she's acting with Mark Wahlberg on that scene.
Of course.
It's gorgeous. I loved it. I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Look at your smile.
I love Mark Wahlberg. So I have a huge, humongous crush on him.
So I have just a mini crush on him.
Yeah.
But whenever he releases a movie, I make sure that I watch it.
He's juice. He's juice. Yeah. He's juice.
Good movies.
You can't auto events, like sometimes, yes. It's cool.
Fans are
a
man. I doesn't
have a crush. On a guy.
I have a crush on a guy.
Yeah.
When I look at him, I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Whether you're admiring his work or you're admiring his body,
I'm not
whatever.
I work out. There's a lot that I admire.
Okay, admire his body.
Look, who's a Utan Dutaulo? What's
come?
Generations. Come on.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Just can I give this movie, but then I think it's Tyler Perry's movie. Ela Ling Ling Yalo Man, where Maya Angelou reciting a poem. I'm also to Uti Pezu Lukona, the angels flying from the roof. Yabona Leo Sin in Jay, Loyom Shato Loyo, give us everything. That is my dream wedding. Yeah, I need Tata Yonk.
For me, let's track a little, say wrong turn. You want to track a leg from wrong turn? Let's drive on Alamas Lavandula. Yeah, for the track a leg, so shares Alamandula was a driver Lavendel. Hey, never take my lessons. Hey,
I'm thinking the sneakers, Anthony Anderson from Blackish, like all those Jordans. Yeah, that's the one.
Simon from the Bridgerton, he's the gadget I want. I'm not sure what's going on, but he is the gadget that I want. The fool from head to toe, bonke.
Drive 959 with Glenn. Komoto and Skumba. Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.